Who doesn't want a more fulfilling life? One that's free of the blunders they've made in the past? One that really impacts this world for good? That's a natural inbuilt desire. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. But the problem with laying hold of that better life is that it involves change, hard work, sacrifice. As a result, most, miss out on living their best lives because they've shied away from what's involved. But the prize of letting go of the old self and laying hold of the new is, well, it's hard to find enough superlatives to describe it. Totally wondrous, utterly exquisite, vastly superior to anything we've lived in the past, wallowing away as we did in our own foibles and excuses. God's heart today, without doubt, is to lift our gaze to see what's possible when we enter into a powerful partnership with Him. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 22. You were taught to leave your old self. This means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self gets worse and worse because people are fooled by the evil they want to do. You must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking. Be that new person who was made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to Him. So, what will it be? Worse and worse, or better and better? In our complacency, it's easy to be fooled by the evil we want to do. But God, the Holy Spirit, right here and now, is ready to change our hearts and our minds. So be that new person who was made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to Him. That's His word, fresh to you today. You see, the whole point is that God wants you to live your life in victory over your sin and over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.